In recent years, wildfires have increased in numbers and intensity in Washington State. Last year, there were a total of 1,850 wildfires, the most on record. And so far in the last month, 50 wildfires have been reported. You know, it would also be difficult to forget the smoke-filled summers our state has experienced the last couple of years. Now, DNR Chief Hillary Frantz and Senate Democrats are presenting a bill to help reduce the wildfire threat through suppression and prevention. Frantz explains that in the past, no money has been provided in advance of the fire season to fight wildfires, so it makes sense to have a budget to reduce the risk and be ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at us this year.
So we, every year, are doing everything we can to fight the wildfires, but we have literally gotten zero in our wildfire suppression over the last 5+ years, or I'll take that back, more 4 years. As a result, we're making do trying to fight these fires with limited air capacity, limited firefighters. In the end, we're having to bring them in from contract in other states. It makes it very difficult to keep these fires small and protect our communities and protect our landscapes when we don't have the resources up front on the ground to keep those fires contained.
It's estimated this bill could raise $62.5 million for fire suppression and prevention. In the past, DNR received $154 million annually after the fire season to pay for firefighting efforts. The new funding mechanism would come from increasing the tax on insurance premiums for property and casualty insurance from 2% to 2.52%. Frantz says the cost would be less than $2 per month for an average household. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.